Meet cutes can be the start of an epic love story, but what if you don't get a name or a number when you have that meet cute? What do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You talk about your experience, send it out to the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
You saw my spicy book.
Oh, okay.
Woman for Man. You were tall and nerdy in the best way. With glasses that made you look like you read intelligent books.
Oh.
Not the kind I was reaching for.
Oh, goodness.
I was embarrassed, blushing in about 3 seconds from spontaneous combustion.
Oh, no.
It all started when I tried to grab a book from the top shelf. You appeared like some kind of literary angel, effortlessly plucking it down for me. But then you saw what I was reaching for, and let's just say it wasn't War and Peace.
Oh.
It was the kind of book with a cover featuring two half-naked people in a compromising position.
Wow.
Yeah, panic set in. I blurted, "It's for a friend!" Even though we both knew it absolutely was not.
Right.
You smirked, eyes twinkling and winked. I swear I almost melted right there in a romance aisle.
Okay.
How are you so nerdy, yet so skilled in the ways of women, sir?
How is this possible?
I was so flustered that when I got to the checkout, I tried to pay with my Costco membership card. The cashier stared. I mumbled something about bulk discounts and fled the scene before I could die of secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, wow.
But hours later, I regret running away. I should have stayed. I should have asked your name. I should have told you that nerdy hot guys are exactly my type.
Okay.
If you see this, let's have a redo. I promise not to lie about my book choices this time. Maybe you can even recommend a good one. Preferably something a little less spicy, at least until I get to know you, winky face.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
You know, I always wondered, like, if when you're buying things like that, if the cashier looks at you and goes, uh-huh.
You know they do. You know there's probably a little bit of judgment.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's
Craigslist missed connection.
Man for woman, this is your camera roll changed my life.
Wow.
You were stunning, radiant, and completely unaware that you nearly sent me into cardiac arrest.
Oh, wow. What an impression.
I was just a guy who wanted a caffeine fix, but instead got an entire education into your personal photography.
Oh.
I was waiting for my Starbucks order when you and your less attractive but still lovely friend were... Why do you have to
be completely rude?
Why do you have to put that?
I don't want to be a complete total jerk, but just let you know, you're the one I had my eyes on.
Just in case they both came across this, they would know who was who. Who
exactly.
He was.
Oh, my gotta clarify.
All right. I was waiting for my Starbucks order when you and your less attractive but still lovely friend were about to take a selfie. Wow. Like a gentleman, I offered to take the picture. You smiled, handed me your phone, and that's when my life changed. Instead of the camera app, your phone was wide open on the Vault of Secrets. And by secrets, I mean pictures. And by pictures, I mean very naughty pictures of you.
Wow.
I tried to be cool. I really did. But my face turned 50 shades of red as I fumbled like an idiot, desperately trying to close the evidence of your, well, shall we say, confidence. I finally got to the camera, snapped your, quote, cute picture, and handed the phone back with what I hoped was a normal, non-terrified expression. Then they called my name from my coffee, and I ran out of there like I had stolen something. But now... I can't stop thinking about you. Who are you? Why do you take those kind of pictures?
That's a good question.
Are you as bold in conversation as you are in front of a camera? If you see this, let's try it again. Maybe I will buy you a coffee this time. And maybe I don't need to borrow your phone Well, just yet.
Oh my. Oh. I'm thinking if she's got those kinds of pictures, maybe they're intended for someone?
Maybe. Maybe she's not even single. Who knows?
May not be. It sounds like maybe she may not be if there's those kinds of pictures in the camera roll. And they were recent, too.
So they were right there on top.
Yep.
So whether you're looking for the hot nerd when you're buying your smut or you're just trying to get your venti latte and you fumble across some naughty photos.
Oh, my.
It can be one thing, and that's
Craigslist.